Are you actually hitting on me? That would be wrong, wouldn't it? Considering you know me and Ava and all. You're a piece of work. I turned to walk away. Wait. He grabbed my arm, stopping me again. Can I just ask you one thing? What? Who's Ava? Unreal. A guy like him. It was possible he didn't remember the names of the women he screwed over. I mean, it had been a whole 2 weeks since the last time they'd slept together. Go home to your wife, Owen. I left married Owen standing in the hallway and went back to the table where Ava was quietly drinking away her pain. You want to get out of here? I'm sort of tired, and I need to be up early in the morning. I figured there was no use in mentioning my little run-in with Owen. It would only make things worse. Unfortunately, Ava had really started to fall for the asshole. In the month they were seeing each other, he'd made her swoon, feeding her crap about how he saw their future with 2 kids and a pug. Ironically, he was right. Their future did entail 2 kids and a pug, because he'd been holding a leash while walking with his 2 tow-headed little girls when she ran into him in the park. Only he'd failed to mention that in this version of his future, his wife would also be holding their month-old son as they strolled. Ava wobbled a bit as she hopped from the bar stool. I should climb up on this bar and tell every woman to watch out for that asshole. Normally, I would have agreed, but tonight I was pretty sure her climbing up on the bar would end in a trip to the emergency room. He's not worth your breath. I slipped her sweater from the back of the stool and held it up for her to put on. She sighed and missed putting her arm into the hole the first 2 times. Behind the bar, Charlie, who had been listening to us for most of the night, was pouring a beer.
That's it. From now on, I want names.
He slammed the full mug on the wooden bar, causing beer to slosh all over.
I'm running any assholes either of you go out with.
Charlie O'Leary owned the Brooklyn pub where Ava and I worked. He was also a retired cop. I smiled. Okay, but you know that makes me want to give you the names of suspected serial killers, just to watch your ears turn that lovely shade of purple they turn when you're pissed off. I leaned over the bar and kissed him on the cheek. Night, Charlie-O. He grumbled something about being grateful he didn't have daughters and waved me off. Can we go out the back door? Ava asked. I don't want to pass him on the way out. Sure, of course. I hooked my arm with hers to make sure she stayed steady as we walked. After a few steps, I looked up and saw a married guy standing next to the back door. Ava, we should go out the front. He's standing at the back door now. She looked around the room. No, he's at the front door talking to Sal, the new waiter. She was more wasted than I thought. I lifted my chin toward the back door, a straight line to Owen. That's the back door, Ava. I know. Owen's at the front door. I furrowed my brow. Isn't that Owen? With the blue button-up shirt? She drunk snorted. I said he was the good-looking guy in the blue shirt, not the Greek god modeling one. My head whipped to the front of the bar. There was only one guy near the front door who I didn't know. And he was talking to Sal. Owen is talking to the new waiter right now? She looked again and then sighed and nodded. I should tell Sal to punch him. Ava, the guy talking to Sal right now, right at this moment, is Owen? Yes. His shirt is brown, Ava, not blue. She turned again toward the front door, squinted, and shrugged. Maybe. I can't see so good. My contacts are all smudgy from my makeup and crying. When she'd said her ex had just walked into the bar and pointed in the general direction of the front door, there'd only been one guy with a blue button-up on. Shit. I'd told off the wrong guy. Since I couldn't very well make Ava leave through the front door where the real Owen was standing, I sucked it up. Of course, not Owen had his eye on me, with a smirk, the entire way to the back door. He nodded at my friend as we passed.
Have a good night, Ava. Night, Feisty.
I took the cowardly way out and kept my head straight, not making eye contact with the guy, until we were out the door. Ava wasn't so strong.